Steve, thanks so much. Alexander Zeldin joins us right now. He's the managing editor over at Decider.com. Decider.com, a wonderful website if you like your show business news. How are you? Everything good, Alex?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Really good. There's a couple things that need to be discussed right away. Number one, I just heard yesterday, I know that there's this show Star Trek Discovery, another version of Star Trek on CBS All Access, but is it true that Mr. Spock is on the show?
Yes, he is. He is going to be in the second season. He actually just debuted on the show kind of last night. We got to see a younger version of him, but the older version played by an actor named Ethan Peck is going to show up pretty soon. He's got a beard, so it looks a little bit different. But yeah, Spock.
So is it, it's obviously the same Mr. Spock from the original Star Trek series, but at what point in his life is this?
So this is actually pre the original series is the way that it's set up. Discovery takes place during the time, this is getting really into Star Trek lore, by the time of Captain Christopher Pike.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually from the original Star Trek pilot.
Before
not
Captain
even
Kirk.
From the Star Trek. Yeah, exactly. So they're working that into continuity. There's an actor named Anson Mount, if you ever saw Marvel's kind of Terrible Inhumans series. He was the star of that. But he shows up as Captain Christopher Pike. He's sort of the new acting captain of the Discovery. He's fantastic. We haven't met the adult Spock yet, but it should be a lot of fun.
Captain Pike is not mentioned in a Nana song, so that's not as cool.
Right,
so that's right. Captain Kirk.
So he was, when they originally conceptualized the idea of Star Trek, Jeffrey Hunter played him, and he was going to be the captain, but they, for some reason, decided he didn't have enough pull. They wanted to go with Shatner, right?
Why do we even have Alexander on, Bill? We could just interview you.
You could. I don't want that. I want Alex to be here.
Well, that's all right. It's good. I'll just be quiet. You can actually track down the original pilot, The Cage. I believe they have it on Netflix and a couple of other places. I assume it's also on CBS All Access, which is where you can find Star Trek Discovery. But they basically jettisoned everything about the show except for Leonard Nimoy as Spock. There's a couple of other things, you know, the basic idea and whatever. But they replaced most of the rest of the cast. Spock is even very different from how he is in The Cage in that first pilot that he is in the William Shatner pilot. And that's kind of what they're playing with a little bit here in Discovery, which is a lot of fun. The other thing that works in, Sonequa Martin-Green, who you might know for Walking Dead, is the star of Star Trek Discovery. And they did this weird little retcon where she is Spock's adopted sister, which we've been wondering about all the first season, and we're going to find out in the second season how that actually worked, why we've never heard about her before, while Spock has never mentioned her, and it sounds like there's going to be a little bit of sibling rivalry going on.
Oh, interesting. Very good. The other major difference is in the pilot, they instead of driving around in the Star Trek Enterprise, it's a Plymouth. Everybody's in a Plymouth.
Yeah, and it's actually, they solve crimes.
Right.
That's pretty much all they do.
The cartoon dog.
It's
excellent. All right, here's a quick question that's not on our list of things to discuss, but I'm curious. Netflix announced a rate increase. It's going to cost a couple dollars more to get Netflix. Are people up in arms? Are they upset about this? It doesn't seem that big of a deal.
Of course people are upset because it's going to be more money. It's more money a month. It's the biggest increase I believe Netflix has ever seen, but they are only going up to $13 a month, which frankly, not to sound too proletarian about it, but
totally worth it.
Yeah, there's so much content coming out. Part of the difficult position that Netflix is in right now is they are so huge that they have to make exponentially more money and sign up exponentially more users every single year. And even though they had, I believe, their biggest year ever for signups, they're still losing a little bit of money. So they're trying to get in the black there. I always get that term wrong. I think I got it right. And part of that is the rate increases. But at the same time, there's more TV shows, there's more movies, there's more legacy content. So there's tons of stuff to watch on there. So at the moment, I would say it's still very much worth it.
And think about it. $13.99 a month. We have four people in our house that all use it. So that isn't $13.99 a month. You know what I mean? It's less per person.
Right.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, and the the amount of people that are watching Netflix and the amount they are watching, it doesn't exactly pay for itself, but certainly if you were going out and purchasing those things on iTunes or even paying for a cable subscription over, say, an internet subscription, you're going to make the money back that way.
Wendy, ask your question about the timing of this. You asked a question the other day.
Oh, yeah. Bird Box did so stellar, and it's been confirmed that what Netflix says was, 40 million people watching it has kind of been confirmed. Is that why the rate increase is have anything to do with that?
No, it just has to do with financial quarters more than anything. I believe they actually they just missed their quarter four projections. I may have gotten that wrong, and if I did, please excuse me. But, they're trying to make up the money that way. It's a new year. They're doing the increase. And in terms of the stats, I'll point people to an article that actually just went up a couple of minutes ago on TheDecider.com. One of our news reporters, Claire Spellberg, actually talked to Netflix and found out more about the Bird Box stats. There's also a show called You that got under a million people per episode on Lifetime. And yesterday they said 40 million people watched on Netflix, which kind of blew everybody's minds. So we dug into it and found out exactly what they mean by 40 million. And it's pretty interesting the way that they break down the stats, because it could potentially be even more than that. Obviously, they're not going into your house and seeing, your entire family watched it together. But they're not even breaking it down by accounts. So if you and your sister and your mom all have different Netflix accounts on the same account, it all counts as one view. So potentially, even more people are watching things like Bird Box, like You, than they're even reporting at this point.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Speaking of Netflix, they have a new documentary premiering called Fire, The Greatest Party That Never Happened. I don't know too much about this. What is it?
Oh, boy. So this blew up the internet last year when this happened. There was a festival called the Fire Festival. It was supposed to be the most elite music festival of all time. They promoted it with supermodels all over the place, said it was creme de la creme. And when people got there, they found basically these dome tents on an almost deserted island with not enough food. And the example picture that you might have seen passed around is they passed around food for this elite music festival. Well, it was basically a piece of toast with American cheese on it.
I remember this.
Yeah. So the interesting thing that happened is Netflix released their documentary today, which our reviewer Leah said is excellent and actually surprisingly emotional, because it looks at the people in charge were clearly corrupt and had to deal with the law, but there were people who worked on it who truly believed in this festival and felt completely gypped by the end of it. But Hulu actually released their own documentary as a surprise earlier this week. So there's two competing Fire Festival docs you can watch depending on what service you want to look at. Mm-hmm. The Fire doc on Hulu actually has the founder of the festival, so that's a little bit interesting. But if you want to go for the emotion, you want to go for the human element, definitely watch the one on Netflix.
They actually at some point either were ordered to or decided on their own to refund the money to the people who paid to attend this, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. And people are still upset. One of the producers was Ja Rule, the musical artist, and he has been on a nonstop apology tour ever since.
I would have forgotten about that had this not come up. I want to watch that.
Me too. Season 2 of The Punisher, the Marvel superhero The Punisher, what do we have to look forward to with this?
So I got to tell you, I'm not the biggest Punisher fan. For those who don't know the character, he's a Marvel quote-unquote superhero, but basically his power is to shoot people with guns, and that's pretty much it. He has a code. But the first season starring Jon Bernthal, also of The Walking Dead, was really excellent. It dealt with PTSD. It dealt with the cost of violence. It was very rich and emotionally strong with the characters. The second season, not so much. It's more... The first three episodes are kind of great. They're very pulpy action movies. But then it devolves into a lot of circuitous plot lines. It gets stuck in itself a little bit. Jon Bernthal is still excellent throughout, and I think fans of the character will be pleased because it's gory and it's super violent, but it's nowhere near the level of the first season.
Did you see what other job Jon Bernthal, the Punisher, just got?
He's so good-looking.
That would be it. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, is that what you're talking about?
He's going to be in the Sopranos movie. He's going to be one of the early Sopranos characters.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
he's going to be the Punisher again, and he's just going to take care of all the mobsters.
Right.
So that's the end of the movie.
Yep, it's easy. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break, and then more television talk with Alexander Zeldman. He's the managing editor of Decider.com. Stay here. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy with you, along with Alexander Zeldman, managing editor of Decider.com. Alex, I don't watch the show. I know people love it, but Celebrity Big Brother.
I watch it.
I know you love it. I know
people.
You love it. Well, Wendy, you are in for a treat because they have assembled an all-star list of cast members for Celebrity Big Brother.
Last season, Celebrity Big Brother was lame, so I know some of the names. I hope it's better, Alex.
Well, get ready because Kato Kaelin, Dina Lohan, Joey Lawrence, and Anthony Scaramucci are all going to be on the show. I know your mind is blown. They got the biggest.
She just walked out, Alex. She just went home.
Kato Kaelin, I'm intrigued with. I want to see how good his hair looks.
I got to say, the last time he was a house guest, though, that didn't really work out very well.
Right. Joey Lawrence, I'll watch it.
Whoa.
And this is Lindsay Lohan's mom. That's pretty pathetic.
The joke that everybody's making is about Anthony Scaramucci in particular, that he's only going to last 10 days in the house based on the last time that happened.
Yeah.
We'll see. Whatever it is, it's a collection of ridiculous celebrities all forced in a house together. It should be a beautiful train wreck. So if you're into that sort of thing, that starts Monday at 8 p.m. on CBS.
I'll give it a shot, but it is nowhere near as good as the real Big Brother, in my opinion. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the real Big Brother. This is just a spoof of itself.
Alex,
I think the difference... Oh, please, go ahead.
They want them to fight, right? I mean, they do things to stir it up in there because it's only going to work if they fight, right?
Yeah. What I was going to say is I think the difference between the regular Big Brother versus Celebrity Big Brother is Celebrity Big Brother is all about that train wreck. These are celebrities that are looking for, you know, maybe the 16th minute of their 15 minutes of fame to get on TV versus Big Brother is a legitimate game show where, sure, you're going to get those fame-mongering people, but for the most part, it's people who really do play the game and are into the game and
strategy.
Want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be a joke, but I'll check it out.
Lindsay Lohan's mother. Wendy.
I know. Isn't that the
Lindsay
lamest?
Lindsay Lohan's mother. Black Monday debuts on Sunday night over on Showtime. It's got Don Cheadle in it. That's all I need to know. I want to see it. What else should I know?
Well, our reviewer, Josh Surikatch, loved the show. It's on Showtime at 10 p.m. He said it's like Wall Street, but funny. And it's set during the 1987 stock market crash. It comes from Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who, Wendy, I know you love Preacher,
yes.
So they're behind this as well. It's got Regina Hall in it. Andrew Rannells is in it. Paul Scheer. It's ridiculous. It's over the top. It's very funny. You can actually watch, I believe, the first episode for free on YouTube, so you can search it out there and kind of sample it before you jump in on Showtime. But by all accounts, it's a great show.
All right, so like we said, that premieres this upcoming Sunday night. Black Monday, it's called, with Don Cheadle. The Magicians over on Sci-Fi. Mm-hmm. What's this?
This is absolutely one of my favorite shows, and I don't think anybody watches it except for TV critics, but it's so good. It's coming back for a fourth season Wednesday on Sci-Fi at 9 p.m. It's based on the books by Lev Grossman, and it started as kind of an adultish riff on Harry Potter parody, but it's grown so much from there and changed. It's basically about magicians in the real world, but they're very sardonic. They're very wry. They play against every cliche you possibly can imagine. There's a lot of cursing. There's a lot of sex. Anything that you know from mythology or anything like that is absolutely going to get skewered. But at the same time, it doesn't shy away from real deep emotion with the characters. I say this with no hyperbole. One of the episodes they did the last season was one of the most emotionally powerful TV episodes I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah.
Wow.
Great. Definitely check
Any
it out.
Any names we would recognize in the cast?
No. The only one you might recognize is Jason Ralph, who is actually dating slash has been together for a really long time with Rachel Brosnahan, who you know as Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
So you might know him from cutaways into the audience at the Golden Globes.
What about Lindsay Lohan's mom?
She's on it as well.
She is
absolutely
awesome.
As the same cast as Celebrity Big Brother.
Brexit in real life is still a thing,
yeah.
And yet they've made an HBO movie about it already, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of a pattern with HBO, where about 2 years after something happens or so, they'll release a made-for-TV movie about it, and Saturday night at 9 p.m., they're releasing the Brexit movie, stars Benedict Cumberbatch in it, and it shows both sides of the 2016 Brexit campaign, Leave and Remain. I personally haven't seen it, but from reviews and folks that I've talked to, it's okay. It's exactly what you'd expect. You know, it sort of gives the beat-by-beat, here's what happened, particularly because we're not far enough along in history to actually look back on it.
Yeah.
But Cumberbatch's performance is great because he's great. So it's worth checking out, at least for that.
He is one of those actors who just proudly does both feature films and television concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why you shouldn't. A lot of actors, for a long time, that was a stigma. It's either movies or TV. He goes back and forth effortlessly, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think, honestly, in a weird way, he was one of the first ones to do that. Certainly, he started in TV and then went over to movies, but he's been very comfortable, as you said, moving back and forth, particularly if it's a higher prestige project like this. And I think that's good. You know, there really isn't any separation right now, and particularly having something that is an HBO Saturday night movie, that's a prime spot, and you're honestly even going to get more viewers for that than, say, if a Brexit movie was released in theaters.
Right. Real quick, I don't know if you're up on this controversy over the Bird Box. Not the challenge. That was last week's Bird Box big story.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Bird Box challenge. But apparently they used some footage. There's a scene early on where things are not going well with the planet. All right. So they cross-cut a bunch of footage of car crashes and disasters, and apparently one of the scenes that they show is a train disaster that really happened in Canada, in Quebec, a couple of years ago.
And 47 people died.
Right. So people are now saying, hey, you really should consider removing that sequence in there. What do you think of that?
Well, we actually wrote that up on the website yesterday. Again, our news reporter, Claire, contacted Netflix about it and talked to them about the issue. Their feeling on it is they're going to keep it in Bird Box. It's also in the show Travelers, and it's kind of up for grabs right now whether it will be taken out of there or not. But because it's such a quick blip in Bird Box that's barely noticeable except to people who know the disaster, they're just going to leave it there and kind of move on. So for better or for worse, I mean, my take on it is I feel for the people who experienced that disaster. I don't think necessarily they should have used that footage for the movie. But as far as I understand it, it's not totally on Netflix because it is stock footage that was going to be used. So I think at least legally they're coming from a defensible position there.
Right.
Morally, that's another question.
Yeah, good point.
Excellent. Well, Alex, thank you so much for your expertise. It's always fun to talk to you. It's Alex Zalbin, managing editor of Decider.com. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much,
guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
A little bit of a break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.